Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Season 2, Episode 1 of Multi Churro, the sexiest, most hardcore, and R-rated pop culture podcast on the planet.
On the fucking planet.
On the fucking planet.
Wait, this planet?
This planet. Earth. Welcome to Earth.
I am your host, Brian, a.k.a. B. Hearn, a.k.a.
the most electrifying man in sports and entertainment!
Well, I am Jordan Brown, a.k.a. Doodoo Brown, 3879 PS4. Look me up. A.k.a. U.S.D.A. Ron Fresh Meat, motherfucker! Back again.
And it's your boy, Jadon, a.k.a. The Space Cracker, a.k.a. Jerry. It was the only way.
I'll give a what you think, Jerry.
And we are coming to you from On The One Studios.
Shut here up,
in beautiful Greensboro, North Carolina, with our wonderful sound engineer, Stan. Say hello to the crowd out there.
What's up?
To the millions.
Stan.
And millions of fans.
Of Stans.
Of Stans. Of Stans. Well, I said fans.
We're riding Stans coattails.
Yes, we are. So to kick off the new year, new season, all that fun stuff, we are going to do a nice little 2019 preview of what's to come. And we're going to be talking about comics, movies, TV shows, albums, really anything that comes to mind. So we are going to kick this off with Doodoo, a.k.a. USDA. I don't know why he's looking at me like that. He's like undressing me with his eyes. Well, in a very,
that's exactly.
Well,
I mean, it's tough. It's tough
on,
to get off
a sweater off.
It's tough to get off a sweater, you know, sexually. So I was imagining you just regularly taking it off.
Take off your jumper.
So I am gifted with doing the 2019 games that I'm looking forward to.
Yes,
I'm not really caring. Well, let's see if I have any of that.
I don't care what you want to play.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've got ones that I want to play. I don't give a shit about anything else. So I've got, first and foremost, here, there are two coming up, big games coming out in January.
Yes.
I've talked about both of them before, but, first and foremost, Kingdom Hearts 3.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, but then again, hopefully not, like, wrapping up this whole Kingdom Hearts tale. Because it's a little long in the tooth at this point. There's a whole bunch of shit that no one really understands. Because there's been like 7 games, I want to say. 2 on the major platform, PS4.
Mm.
And then like, math a bit. 5.
Fucking
five math. More. 5 more on the on like PSP and like random other like mobile whatever. So
Disney friendly platforms.
Yes, I'm ready. I'm so ready to play as Mickey and Sora and fucking Donald and Goofy as your partners.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so ready for it again. And I've seen gameplay and it looks fucking rad. I mean, like, it looks.
Yeah, even the frozen shit looks awesome.
It looks dope. Yeah, and
that's saying something.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And okay, so there's that. Another one in January is the Resident Evil 2 remake, like complete from the ground up.
Ooh.
Brand new. It's the same exact story, but it's complete remake of the
new gameplay.
Yes,
nice.
New gameplay, nice. Same story, same monsters, same everything like that. But it's just, you know, not like every time you walk up to a door, it goes to a cutscene where it's just a black room and a door opening up. Like,
your favorite,
yeah. So there's those two.
I know doors open,
but yeah, like I know how
on
this works.
With it.
I know how this works. There's you know, a lot of people are going to give me shit for this, but I love anime, and there's a game that was just recently announced called it's called Jump Force.
Okay.
And so there's a whole line of like anime called, like, it's called Shonen Jump. It's like your Dragon Ball Z,
right.
Your Bleach, is your pretty much action anime, I'm assuming.
Mm.
I don't know, but I'm assuming. And so it's pretty much just a, I hope it's like a Marvel versus Capcom style, with all of these anime characters in there, Dragon Ball Z is going to be in it. The Bleach guys are going to be in it. Fucking
Cowboy Bebop people.
They haven't announced Cowboy Trigun? Bebop. Yeah, they haven't announced Trigun, but
Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Okay, let me.
We're going to name them all off.
Jevon Halion.
Just going to rattle them off.
No, One Piece is in it. Okay. Like a bunch of the older ones.
Lupin the Third in there.
You know what? I think Lupin was in there.
I think so.
Have you seen the trailers for it?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, ha la 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 la. You fucked me. so I'm really excited about Jump Force. That doesn't really have a release date. It's just next year. Oh. Matt's going to love me for this one. Mm-hmm. And you already know what it is. Last of Us 2 is not technically slated for 2019. But I really hope it is released.
Yeah,
for
they keep pushing it.
They keep pushing it and pushing it, and they give us little bits of like trailers and like as soon as
the stuff that they set out looks spectacular. It looks
spectacular. But the problem is I'm not convinced that it's coming out next year until I see a gameplay. It was at E3 this year in September, but in 2018. But I'm not convinced it's going to come out in 2019. But I hope it does, because it's been to, 2014 was when Last of Us 1 came out?
Yeah, and they've been saying January 2019,
dude,
and they keep pushing it.
Last of Us 2 was announced in 2016.
Yeah.
So technically it's been 3 fucking years. Hurry up, Naughty Dog. excited about those. A new Devil May Cry game is coming out. Devil May Cry 5. Hell yeah.
Gotta love that franchise. Dude. They had the demo at New York Comic Con.
Yes, they did.
As well as...
Devil May Cry 5?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like they had the demo.
When y'all went,
yes.
The time without me.
Yeah,
I was about to say, no, they didn't.
Well, that whole convention threw me off because, like, they were putting out the trailer for that Dragon Ball Z Broly movie,
right?
And I thought it was coming out soon. Yeah, and no, it's coming out like now.
Yeah,
like.
And that's the worst thing. And I mean, you know, we love going to New York Comic Con, obviously, but the lines for the game demos.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you got to pretty much get there before the doors open and then just expect to wait an hour or two just to play 5 minutes of the fucking game.
When I went with y'all to 2017, I played, before it came out, I played the Dragon Ball Z Fighter game that's out now and just winning tons of awards and shit. I played that before it was released. Oh, and I played another one on my list is this game called Code Vein. And I think I've expressed how much to you guys I love the Souls franchise, Dark Souls, Demon Souls, 1, 2, 3, Bloodborne, shit like that, by a group called From Software. And this isn't by From Software, but it's up the same like action, hard as fuck style. Die once and you got to go all the way back to the fucking beginning just about,
right.
unless you know, certain circumstances or whatever. But they actually, when we went to Comic-Con, they had a demo for this game. And if you beat the boss, then you got like some kind of swag or like a shirt or some shit.
Right.
And I was so...
What, while you were there?
Yeah, while you were there. And I was so fucking pissed off because I couldn't beat it. And I thought I was really good at these games. And I was like, I couldn't fucking beat it. And this other shitty little stupid idiot kids in front of me were like
13-year-olds.
Like, granted, I only saw like 3 people beat the guy that day.
Right.
And I really hope that I can get my hands on this game soon. There's still not a release date. And that was in 2017 when I played the demo.
Right.
So, you know, it's still not out yet. They're saying it's coming out sometime. And like, they're saying June or July. But once again, I'm not sure how positive that is. And my last game of 2019 is this game called Anthem.
Okay.
Coming out. Have you guys seen the trailer for this?
No.
Looks awesome. It's like an open world. It's like an open world multiplayer Halo kind of.
Okay.
Like the trailer looks absolutely ridiculous. It's by BioWare and EA and Electronic Arts. It's like you have certain classes of, you know, playable characters you can pick, and each of them have their own loadout of weapons that you you go on missions. You like fly through this ever expanding world.
Oh, I think I have seen like previews for that on Facebook
It
looks dope as fuck.
You wear the armor,
right?
And it looks fucking dope, dude. Mm. And I'm really excited to see exactly how open world it is, because that's a teeter totter of like,
oh yeah,
it can be really good or it can easily be really
shit.
Fucking bad.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited for those. And those are my games of 2019.
Nice.
Doo-doo Brown.
Nice.
Select. toilet bowl of games.
That's what Doo-Doo will be doing for most of 2019.
That's right. Sitting right in front of my TV, happy.
There you go. As far as the comic book world, Jerry, what do we got going on?
Whoa, wow. We got a lot of shit going on. I mean, we're finishing up some stuff from 2018. So the new Infinity Wars saga is going on right now. It's going to wind down right around, you know, March of next year.
Is this a... Never mind, sorry.
It is.
The Thanos one?
No.
Okay.
Actually, in Infinity Wars, the new story that's going on, Thanos kind of kicked the bucket early.
He died. Yeah.
Nebula.
And then
we don't know that.
And then Gamora is actually the main villain of this. You know,
are you sure about thing. That? Has that been revealed yet?
Yeah, she's turned into a completely different character. She calls herself Requiem now, and she's just like, fuck this. Just give me the gauntlet, and I will take care of things. And so it's basically Gamora taking over and like showing out. And you know, I can't wait to see how it ends. But she's really...
Her dying again.
Thrown off a cliff. Huh? Yep. No, no. But so something that's coming up, there's a lot of shit coming up. Let me start with DC because I really don't like DC. And
Same.
So in DC in 2019, pretty early, the Detective Comics title is going to hit their 1,000th issue. And so if you're not familiar with Detective Comics... way back in the day, DC, you know, Action Comics was Superman's title, and then Detective Comics was Batman's title, and so they're gonna make. I think they did, you know, Action Comics 1000 this year, and it was a big, you know, ode to Superman and how great he is, and you know, all these issues. They're gonna try to do the same kind of thing with Batman and Detective Comics this year. It's gonna hit the 1000th issue. It's going to be a big, you know, compilation kind of issue. It's not going to be just one story. It's going to be everybody that's had anything to do with Batman for, you know, forever or is going to have their own story in this issue. So, you know, Scott Snyder is going to have some shit. You know, Tom King's doing it now. Nice. He's going to do some stuff. And I even saw that the Kevin Smith is actually going to have a story in this issue since he did some Batman stories back in the day. And so I'm really excited about Detective Comics 1000. Another thing from DC, Doomsday Clock is winding down now. It started, hell, they were hyping it when all the three of us were in New York. Not this year, but the year before, they were hyping it, Doomsday Clock. So that story is going to wind down. It's basically the story of how the Watchmen characters are going to, you know, be... They were separate from the main DC universe for years and years and years and years ever since, you know, the 80s when the Watchmen comic came out. And so they tried something different where the Watchmen characters are being pulled into the mainstream DC universe. And this Doomsday Clock story is going to kind of like wind that story down. I've been reading it and I love the Watchmen characters ever since they came out. And I wasn't sure how they were going to mesh with the main DC characters, but wow, they're doing a great job with the story they're telling. And also, they're doing Female Furies story. And if you're not familiar with them, it's the New Gods and what's his name? He's from Apocalypse, Darkseid's Female Furies. And so it's his crew. But they've given them their own title, and that's Big Barda is a big part of that. And I love those characters. And you know, Kirby came up with those like long time ago. And they're actually planning on doing a New Gods movie coming up soon. So I'm really excited about that. And so that was DC. So we're going to run into what's going on with Marvel in 2019. Let's see. They're going to. I love this. Being a comic book fan, they're going to reboot kind of the way they did What If this year. They kind of did a soft reboot of What If comics, and What If is taking main stories and reimagining them. Hey, what if this happened? What if that happened? They kind of
like what if Spider-Man didn't get bit by a spider or some shit like that?
Kinda. I mean, like, when they redid some of them, they reimagined some stuff this year, and so some of those titles were What If Thor Was Raised by the Frost Giants?
Okay.
And, you know, cool. The whole... Instead of Loki being raised by the Asgardians, what if Thor was raised by the Frost Giants? What if Peter Parker became the Punisher?
Right.
Well, shut him down for that. Soft-ass bitch.
I mean, that's what they did. But then, so that's what they did this year. This coming year, they're going to do something similar. They're going to bring back their, Marvel Tales, which was just random Marvel stories and usually like rehashes of old, reprints of old stories. And then Marvel Comics Presents, they're going to bring back too, where it'll be one issue, but there'll be multiple stories involving multiple characters. And so it's kind of like a grab bag for Marvel stuff. Another big thing, they're going to do something called Meet the Skrulls.
Okay.
With Captain Marvel coming up, we're going to be introduced to the Skrull race in the Captain Marvel movie. They're shape-shifting aliens, and so what this is going to do is it's called Meet the Skrulls, and it's basically Marvel meets the Americans.
Okay.
If you ever saw the Americans story, it's
the one on FX, right?
Right. Yeah. It's the story of these like Russian spies, like playing as this typical American family. And so what this Meet the Skrulls, it's basically going to do that with the Skrulls. It's going to focus on a seemingly normal family and what they're doing, but in actuality, they're all like Skrulls pretending to be humans,
right,
and going on with their mission. And so I'm really looking forward to that. Let's see, over in the Avengers, they're wrapping up they're doing a War of the Vampires story. And I don't know if you know this, but in 2019, a certain favorite character of Mr. One Jordan Brown is going to become an official Avenger.
Blade
is going to become
air horns
an
galore.
Official Avenger.
Yes.
I knew you'd love that.
Fuck me right up.
Apparently, the occult kind of like characters in the Marvel Universe, they're having a big spat right now, and Blade's going to help the Avengers take care of that. So nice. I can't wait for that shit.
In true Wesley Snipes fashion.
Fuck yeah.
And then...
maybe not Wesley Snipes.
For some reason, I don't know why, but Marvel's going to jump all over Conan this year.
The Barbarian?
Oh. Yes. The same.
The one in the...
They had the rights to the comics for years and years and years, and I think they might have gotten the rights back or something like that, but they're going to go hardcore Conan this year, so look out for that. And then... did you ever see the comic series where they did Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe?
Yes.
You see those?
Yes.
They recently did a sequel to that, Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so,
that one was the villains, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so what they're doing now is if you were introduced to the Cosmic Ghost Rider, and if you listen to the show, you were, because I think I talked about it way back when.
Easier.
And so what they're going to do now in that vein is that they're going to do a comic called Cosmic Ghost Rider Destroys Marvel History.
Mm.
And so what's going on with that is if you read the Thanos Wins storyline, you know that the Cosmic Ghost Rider has a little piece or sliver of the Time Stone with him. And so he's going to use that to apparently jump back in time and fuck up Marvel continuity and history. And so I'm really looking forward to that. Really love the character that they created, and it's right along with the hilarious Deadpool does whatever. And so let's see. Ooh, Amazing Spider-Man. What's really cool, I think I mentioned this in my bio, is that my favorite comic book storyline was Kraven's Last Hunt. It's an Amazing Spider-Man story about how Kraven the Hunter, he finally thinks he kills Spider-Man, and then he thinks he can do a better job than Spider-Man, so he becomes Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And goes out and just beats the shit out of villains that Peter Parker wouldn't normally like go so hard on, but he really does it. And then I won't give away the ending, but it's an amazing story. But what they're going to do this year is they're going to kind of, Kraven's back in the picture, and they're going to do a story called Hunted, and which any story involving Kraven and Spider-Man, I love, and I will jump all over. And then the only other one I have is the biggest Marvel Comics event ever. It's called War of the Realms. It's like Thor focused kind of storyline. It's a big overarching kind of thing, like Infinity Gauntlet, like
right.
like big yeah. like summertime storylines that pull everybody in it. And like I said, it's called War of the Realms. It's Thor based. You're going to see a lot of stuff from in the Thor comics. And then I don't know if you saw this, but this past year they redid the Guardians of the Galaxy title, and they pulled in all Asgardian type characters, and they called it Asgardians of the Galaxy. And so that's going to be a big part of it. The Thor comics are going to be a big part of it. It's just going to be a shit ton of, you know, characters from all over the place helping out deal with the War of the Realms. And so that's the big event for 2019, and I can't wait to read it.
Nice.
That a boy.
So that's what much, I got.
J-Nine.
That's get what it. I get. It.
Our comic book, a.k.a. Space Cracker on the Street.
Space. Don't touch me, Space Cracker.
We'll put that sample on from? There.
Minority Team.
Yeah. That's what we should name the show. Minority Team.
I am all for that.
We're going to take a quick little sponsor break before we get into the music, movies, and TV shows of 2019. Stick around.
A big thank you to one of our sponsors, Jeff Beal, and his team at Throwback Custom Cars in Raleigh, North Carolina. For over 30 years, they have specialized in classic car restoration as well as residential/commercial automation technology and audio-video systems. There is no project too big or too small, and they work all across the U.S. To set up a consultation, contact Jeff at 919-235-8337 or go to throwbackcustomcars.com and fill out the contact us form.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to our 2019 sneak preview episode. We just got done covering video games, comic books. Now we're going to get into music, TV shows, and movies. Music.
Pop, power.
Hot 97. I mean, let's just face it here. It's not like how it used to be where you would, you know, get a release date and this, that, and the other. We never know when these albums are going to drop.
Well, the record companies aren't in control anymore.
I mean, they're not. And a lot of people are just individually recording stuff.
I mean, that's true. For metal music, I mean, pretty much the only way I know someone's coming out with a new album, or at least am hopeful for someone's coming out with a new album.
Screaming at you.
Be ready for our new album. It's coming out soon.
No, I hope. It's pretty much whenever I see someone doing a tour more than just like an international tour. Like if they're doing an international tour, then I know that they're going to come out with something.
About the other day with, you know, Thy Art Is Murder. At least they still come out with singles before the album drops, so you don't have to wait.
Did you listen to that new single though?
Yeah.
Holy shit!
I listen to it every day. About
that
four
got
times
my
a day.
Balls low, dude.
Thy Art Is Murder. We were big fans. Oh, saw God. You a Blind Tiger 2 years ago. It was
so
amazing,
fucking amazing.
And Jordan's balls. Yeah.
So you know, while I'm coming up with the music list, as I mentioned, it's hard to tell who's coming out with what. What we do know is coming out. So Weezer's coming out with their version of the Black Album.
The Black Album.
Oh, hell.
So very, very excited about that.
Is that the Beatles?
Matt Damon.
Jesus is in this show?
You white. You Ben Affleck.
Q-Tip's coming out with... Yeah, you white, you Ben Affleck. Q-Tip's coming out with The Last Zulu, which Ooh. Will be his first solo studio
For
project
a
in a minute. And, you know... forgot where I was going with that. I always fuck this name up.
You've been Jack doing White, that a lot tonight.
Well, no. Just Jack White's band in general. The Raccoon...
The Raconteurs.
Raconteurs.
There you go.
Raconteurs.
Yes.
So they've already released two new singles for it, but apparently the whole album's going to drop in 2019. Ooh. Very, very looking forward to that.
Me too.
Lana Del Rey. She's coming out with Norman fucking Rockwell, the album, which I'm excited about. I'm a big fan of hers. I saw her live... I'm not going to lie. I'll probably never see her live again.
Yeah, I saw that you saw her.
You're never going to see her alive again?
No, see her live. Alive.
Threatening people.
It's just, you know, I love the music. It's just not one of, you know, when I go to concerts, I want to be entertained.
Oh!
I mean, it's just good music. It's like Coldplay.
Damn.
You know, Coldplay, another good band, but you see them live.
Are you not entertained?
Yes.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
That's apparently
exactly not. What it feels like. And then, like I said, rounding out the list because it was hard to find what's coming out. Apparently, Kanye West is coming out with Yandi eventually.
No one cares. No one gives a fuck. I don't give a shit.
Matthew's band, Die Antwoord.
Die Antwoord, yeah.
Die Antwoord.
Gesundheit.
Exactly. They're coming out with supposedly their final album called 27, and it's going to be, it's going to have 27 tracks on it. Go figure.
Jesus. Both of those, the two people in that band, Ninja and
Ninja.
Baby Love something. Ninja. And Baby, isn't it just Baby?
It's, yeah.
Something like that, anyways. Something like
that. We'll have a fact checker on the show one day. I know we're in season two. Eventually we'll have a fact checker that wants
to. Well, if Matt were here, it'd be
Matt. Yeah.
I mean, if you say so.
Miss you, Matt. But they're both really good actors.
Oh, Chappie's fucking awesome.
Chappie was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, Chappie was a very, very, very good movie.
Yes. Sorry. Go ahead.
They're good. And then the last one, Chance the Rapper, which I did like his poster cameos in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
I'm sure all the fans flipped out when I saw that.
And I was just surprised that he really wasn't on the soundtrack, though. Even though they had the posters in the movie, but Chance the Rapper, he dropped four singles in July, is supposed to have another album coming out. And it's been speculated that he has an album coming out with Childish Gambino. So they're going to do kind of like a Watch the Throne, that's rumored, but like a Watch the Throne kind of album where it's both of them on the entire album.
Okay.
So that's probably the one I'm looking forward to most.
Both of those people are affiliated with Spider-Man now.
This is true.
Yes, one's Aaron Davis.
This is true. And then moving on to television shows, which we have some big ones. We'll get to those in a little bit. Some newcomers onto the game. We have Umbrella Academy.
Yes,
Doom Squad coming out. So Gerard Way's making his way into, from comic, obviously from music, from My Chemical Romance.
Yes.
To comic books.
He still has his own band now. It's called Gerard Way.
No.
It's not
I want My Chemical Romance.
Dude. Oh,
he's been at a couple of conventions and I missed him.
A young boy. My father.
Yes. If you walk into any public place and just scream out, when I was, and if someone doesn't, young boy.
I will say this. To me, that song is the emo version of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Of course it is. Yes, it is. It is our Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes. Yes, of the new school. So those two are new ones. And then the Nosferatu show with Zachary Quinto? How do you say that? I just like being corrected.
I just read something about that show.
So I like to butcher these names. So it's based on not Stephen King, but his son's book on Nosferatu, where he's
Stephen Queen? Stephen Prince?
Based on a soul-sucking vampire, kind of modern-day Nosferatu. And it's spelled very interesting, too. It's NOS4A2. Which is a very cool.
I read the title and I thought it was like an alien spinoff for
a
minute.
No. And from the pictures I saw, he looks fantastic.
The fuck is that?
Your bus is here, Jordan.
Sorry, guys. I gotta go.
And then what else? Oh, what we do in the shadows.
Yes.
TV show is debuting next year.
Looking
forward to that as much as I enjoyed the movie. And then we have The Witcher. With Superman himself. Well, former Superman now.
Yes.
Henry Cavill. And then going on to some favorites here. So we're going to have Ozark Season 3 coming out next year.
Yes.
Looking forward to seeing how that follows up. Barry Season 2 has been greenlit. There's no tentative date on that. And as we mentioned in the Spider-Man episode, True Detective Season 3.
Yes. What's his name?
I'm not going to try to pronounce your name again. You're just the dude with the very
sexy
voice.
It's Cottonmouth.
Cottonmouth from Luke Cage.
Game of Thrones. Oh, God. I had to say it. I'm sorry. Oh, so it's building up inside of
before
me.
Before I got to Game of Thrones, though, we have Stranger Things Season 3.
Trois.
Finally. Season 3. Mm-hmm. Finally coming out. And what I just want to hear some predictions. So what I've seen and what I've heard is the Duffer Brothers are saying that this is going to be the goriest one out of the season so far, which I'm very excited about. And it's going to have more of a
horror,
like The Thing horror element
it. Cool.
So what are your kind of expectations, predictions for Stranger Things Season 3?
I just hope that the guy who's playing Hellboy now, what's his name?
David Harbour.
Harbour. I hope he keeps doing a fucking bang-up job. I love him.
He's so great.
He's so good. He's so believable. It's like a,
almost
drunkard fathered figure, you know what I mean? And he knows,
have anyone else to call?
He knows why he needs to protect her.
Right.
And besides the fact that it's a kid and blah blah blah, that bullshit.
Superpowers and whatnot.
Stupid children.
But it also, you know, because he did lose a kid too.
Yeah, so I mean, sure. I think he's doing a great job, and to be honest, I haven't watched it in a while, so I'm a little foggy on it. And he's the shining light in my darkness.
Yeah, I think he's outstanding in the show. I never watched 6 Feet Under, so I didn't really, you know too much about him. But I love him on the show. I'm interested.
Wait, he was on 6 Feet Under?
Yeah, isn't that where he started, David Harbour?
I don't think so. Maybe. I don't think the Dexter guy was on.
Oh,
show.
No. Yeah, I fucked that up. That's all right. I'm allowed to fuck up. I'm allowed to fuck up.
I fuck up all the time.
Yeah. I got my first one out of the way. This is season 2, episode 1.
We'd like to take the time to thank one of our sponsors, Andrew Newman, attorney at law. Located here in Greensboro, North Carolina, he can assist you with your criminal as well as traffic violations. And his practice includes Guilford, Forsyth, as well as all surrounding counties. To set up a free consultation, you can contact him at 336-663-2388. And you can also visit him on his website, attorneynewman.com.
Moving on to the show.
The show. Yes.
Game of Thrones, the final season. The intro alone. God, I missed it. So you do realize by the time this airs, it'll be 2 fucking years since the last season came out.
Oh, my God.
Cool. Fuck it. God, take another year.
And they're all supposed to be over an hour long. Yep. Supposedly each episode is about to be the size of a, you know, pretty much a mini movie, if not movie size. Like, and this is the most money HBO's ever spent.
But it's only going to be
and they're going to make it right
six
back.
Six episodes. But you figure if they're at least an hour and a half to 2 hours long, though,
yeah,
you really have more than a full season.
Yeah, but there's way too much stuff to tie you'd up,
think,
man.
You'd think. But aren't they coming out with like little side
prequels
and
side projects
still,
and all
dude,
kinds of
I
shit?
Think that I think they're going to do a good job. I don't think they're going to do a good job enough to where everyone's satisfied. There's going to be a couple people like that are still.
Well, he never finished the books.
Nope.
So still. I mean, right now, I mean, granted, what I love the fact that they work with him. You right. know, as far as the storyline, making sure it's still within the realm. But he never finished the book, so at least this way we can't have the hardcore fans that are like, oh, this isn't how it ends, because nobody really
you don't know
knows
how
it ends. So, I mean, that is a highlight.
I just hope the Hound wins. I hope he lives.
What?
I hope he fucking... Unpopular opinion.
No, I love the Hound. Are you kidding me?
I hope he sits on the Iron Throne and rules everything.
Well, no, that's not going to happen.
Shut up.
I just
really
want to beat his
shut
brother
up.
Up.
He's
I
really beat his funny, brother
though. Oh, he's going to... Yeah, he's going to be the only Clegane left alive. Yeah. I guarantee you that.
He already is.
The throne.
Wait, what?
He's kind of dead.
Oh, yeah. He's dead as shit. He is like a fucking zombie belt now.
So is Jon Snow, though.
Yeah, fuck that cuck. He's a stupid little bastard. Fucking idiot, dude. I swear, man. I was so happy when he died the first time. And I'm going to be happy when he dies again.
Nah, I don't
mark my fucking words. He's definitely going to die. You don't come back and stay back.
So how do you want it to end?
I personally want... I want Cersei dead. I want Jaime to kill Cersei.
No,
but I think that they're going to die together in some like, oh, I love you, weird shit going on.
Some kind of incestual fucking
Well, I mean, thing. I do think he's going to become the Kingslayer once again, which is cool.
He's going to have to
it's
again?
Like, yeah. Well, you saw the way he looked at her at the end of the season.
Good point. Very good
he
point.
He looked at her and, you know, he's going to have to do that again.
The Queen Slayer.
Ha ha. Got both of them.
The Kingdom got, Slayer.
The Regency Slayer. Fucking, I think that Sansa's probably going to sit on the Iron Throne, unfortunately. I don't think... Either she's going to do it now. I hope that Jon and...
Daenerys
both die in combat.
Easy.
She's going to give birth to her whatever the fuck.
Dragon child?
Yeah, little scaly bitch. And and that thing, in time, is going to rule the Seven Kingdoms.
Thing...
Mark and
this is why we don't get on Entertainment Weekly.
No,
I don't give a shit, man.
The scaly bitch, that
no,
thing
no,
in
no,
time.
No, 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 no.
We're very articulate on this fucker.
We'll get on fucking World Star with this one. But I think that's gonna happen. Let's see, who am I leaving out? I think Arya is just gonna be like a protector of. She's gonna be the queen's hand, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good call.
Mm-hmm. The queen's assassin, essentially, not the assassin of the queen, but the personal little like go getter. Like she when she offed Littlefinger. Why are you just looking at me like
I'm just
that?
I'm just looking
your
at
face is really judgy. You But anyway,
is my face judging?
And I hope I hope
not. Thank you, Sam.
Who am I missing? Are there any people I'm missing?
The Night King.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
There's the whole dead army.
Well, the Night King is Bronn, and Bronn's gonna come back, and you know what? Fuck everything I just said. Night King wins. That's the end of Earth.
Who's Bronn?
Let's start all over again.
Who's the dude with the big red beard that was on the tower when the shit came down?
Gross.
Everybody loves.
The guy that's in love with Brienne of Tarth.
To love Brienne of Tarth.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Love him. Yes. He better not die.
I think he's gonna die. I think she's gonna die too. I think
no.
She's, yeah, I think
she's gone through so much.
I know.
Well, man. I mean, they all have at this point.
I think. Well, hopefully, maybe. I kind of hope that Jaime and Brienne of Tarth fall in love and make absurd.
All right, are you making up Saba?
And they make absurdly huge babies.
Yeah, that's Saba phoning in.
But yeah, that's my prediction. I really think I hope Jon dies, killing the Night King, who he finds out is Bronn, his brother.
What?
It's gonna happen, dude. Work with me on this.
Oh well, let's hear what you have to say.
Why would it be Bronn?
Because he's the past, present, and future. He's all over the place.
The three-eyed raven.
He's the three-eyed raven.
Why would he be the Night King though? And why would he want to take down?
It even looks like him.
Nah, I don't know.
I can't wait.
He just wants everything to start over.
I can't wait till Bran sees Jaime again and like, yeah, bitch, you're the one that pushed me out that fucking window.
See, but that's not going to happen because Bran is already the three-eyed raven and he clearly doesn't give a shit about anything.
He's so fucking weird. I'm not going to lie. Weird. I can't wait for him to die.
Which is exactly why it
he's
makes
so
sense.
He's so important to the
which
story.
Which is why it makes sense that he's going to turn into the Night King.
Yeah. But ever since he became a three-eyed raven, he's just like, so monotone, and I just don't really give a shit. But this is the future, and this is the past, and this is how it is.
Are you describing a movie trailer right now?
In a world where Bronn has an exceptionally large nose.
Scorcher Part 2. Scorcher 3. Which, by the time this comes out, we are going to be doing our movie nights. Tropic Thunder and Point Break at McGee Street.
Take your pick.
Perfect time to take a little commercial break for McGee Street, which we will be doing our movie night on January 11th, I believe is the date. So Thursday, January 11th at 7 p.m. as I'm checking the phone. Movie night, free admission, free popcorn, the whole nine yards. Bring your best Hawaiian t-shirts.
Yes.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. Lay people.
Yep, lay get people. Laid. People are going to get laid.
Hey, get to watch we're all going to get Thunder. Laid.
And Point Break. And we'll see you here in a second. Next time you're in downtown Greensboro, make sure you check out McGee Street Country and Cocktails, open Wednesday through Saturday. They have live music, full-service bar, farm-fresh ingredients, seasonal cocktail menu, and a great space for private parties. They're also hosting a movie night the second Thursday of every month. Make sure you check them out at 113 West McGee Street, and you can find them at www.mcgeestreetbar.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap up part one of our 2019 preview episode. We are going to come back with our full-blown 2019 movie preview on the next episode. We do want to thank you for listening to us. On behalf of Multi Pops, I'm Brian Hernandez, a.k.a. B. Hearn.
Jordan Brown, a.k.a. Doo-doo Brown.
And your boy Jerry, Jadon Edmonds, a.k.a. Broke-ass Elon Musk, a.k.a. Space Cracker.
Feliciano, a.k.a. Mateo, and Captain Cleveland cannot make it today, but they definitely send their best wishes. Make sure you check us out, social media, all that fun stuff. Haley's going to ride it out for the rest of this one, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Pop Culture as Fuck, presented by Multipoptural. Be sure to check us out at our website for all the latest news and notes. You can find us at www.popcultureaf.com or multipoptural.com. And we'll see you next week, you filthy animals.
Yes! Yeah! Victory!
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.